You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Entertainment websites are the most popular type of website in Canada. Programmatic video ads are set to grow rapidly in popularity in Europe over the next 5 years. And Bauer Media has launched an e-commerce site in the UK. Entertainment websites are the most popular type of website for Canadian web users to visit at least once a week, according to research by Yahoo Canada. The research revealed that 3/4 of Canadian internet users accessed entertainment websites at least once a week. Lifestyle websites came in second place at just over 60%. Travel websites came in third place at 53%. Finance, fashion, and automobile websites came in next at 47%, 36%, and 31% respectively. The study also revealed that entertainment and lifestyle websites are mainly accessed using desktop computers rather than smartphones. Mobile internet use is set to increase in the country in the coming years. However, the proportion of mobile ads in the country is set to double in the next 4 years. Research by IHS has predicted that programmatic video ads will grow rapidly in popularity in Europe over the next 5 years. Programmatic ads are those that are automatically bought and placed by software rather than humans. Programmatic ads are expected to account for 17% of all video ads in Europe this year, with this figure rising to 51% by 2020. During that time, the amount that programmatic video ads are expected to bring in is expected to rise from €375 million to €1.9 billion, an annual growth rate of around 40%. Out of the countries studied, the Netherlands currently has the largest proportion of programmatic video ads at 34%. The UK and France came in second and third place respectively at 23% and 19%. In terms of actual revenues, however, the UK comes top with a programmatic video ad market worth €135 million. Bauer Media has launched an e-commerce site in the UK. The e-commerce site called Dabble will offer users discounts at various shops, restaurants, spas, and events. It currently has brands such as Real Cinema, Pizza Hut, and Zizi on the site, and has said that it hopes to attract other leading brands to its site soon. A spokesperson from Bauer Media commented on the launch, saying that it represented a step forward in our digital growth strategy, leveraging our UK media scale across digital, radio, magazines, and TV, reaching over 22 million consumers. Facebook has revealed that Chile is the top country in Latin America for levels of activity on the social network. 10 million Chileans are active on Facebook on a monthly basis, with 76% using the social network every day. Argentina came in second place with 72% of the country's 25 million Facebook users logging in on a daily basis. Brazil, Mexico, and Colombia came in third, fourth, and fifth place respectively. There are an estimated 218 million Facebook users in Latin America, equivalent to 90% of the social media users, or 2/3 of all internet users in the region. And finally, the app-based taxi company Uber has faced violent protests in Brazil. Uber allows users to input their current location and destination into the app with the nearest taxis, using the app and then receiving a ride request. The company currently operates in 4 cities in Brazil with around 5,000 drivers and 500,000 users in the country. Recently, drivers had reported being physically attacked by other taxi drivers who believe that they are stealing their trade. In one case, a driver was even kidnapped and beaten, with a spokesperson from Sao Paulo's taxi syndicate saying that it's inevitable that a driver would be killed if steps are not taken to curb the violence. Rio de Janeiro's mayor recently banned Uber from operating in the city in an attempt to both protect Uber drivers and ease the frustration of other taxi drivers. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals.